Yo, what is up, everybody? I'm Sy.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode, episode 36, season 4 of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. We appreciate every single last one of you guys to take the time out each and every week to check us out. Hopefully you are staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always. If you want to follow us on our social medias, it's in the description of the podcast.
Oh, just tell them.
Just tell them what? I ain't got time for all that. They can read. We are on all major platforms.
Mm-hmm.
How's everything been going, honey?
It's been okay. Busy. Pretty busy.
Yeah. Well, of recording time as of what? Last week, we didn't know who we ended up with as president.
Right.
And now we know that we ended up with an old white guy that's a breath away from a eulogy and us having the first woman slash black slash Asian American president. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
He's one breath away. He's got one foot in the grave.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I mean, one side says one person wins, the other side says no. So I don't know. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. You already know Trump. He ain't going to make it easy to get him out the White House either.
I do know one thing that has changed, and it's for the better. My news feed is so quiet.
Finally chilled the fuck out.
He's so quiet. I love it.
Finally chilled out. I bet so a lot great. Of people's news feeds have. I know mine has too.
I know.
Yeah, kind of chilled out. Because now that it's like, yeah, okay, now that we know what's up.
Yep.
Still got to wait till January 20th for that transition. But
yeah. But it's quiet, so hey.
Yeah, so nice. You've been pretty busy, baby.
Yeah, I was just real busy. Yeah. We had, we had Nana's birthday. So I go and get Poppy up, run home, make a cake. I didn't make a cake for Nano, which is sad, but I made a cake for our, what'd we do? What the fuck? It was so busy. It's been really busy. We went somewhere. We went and had dinner with friends, so I had to take a cake. I had to take a dessert. And he kept telling me, no, you don't got to take anything. We're not taking anything. I was like, no, I got to take something. So I had to fit it into this like itty bitty schedule. I had like an hour and a half to get it made. And I did. I made it.
You did that shit too.
Brand new. Something I had never made before.
Yeah. So I was thrown off when we were in the store last week and you bought crescent rolls. I'm like, what the hell are you going to do with that?
Right. I never buy crescent rolls. But I made a churro cheesecake, and it turned out amazing.
Yeah. Hell yeah. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
And I don't really eat sweets, but I had a little bit.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't that. It was like, it wasn't really sweet either. It was really nice. So, and then, so I got that done, and then had to run and meet Nano and my aunt for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we get there, and they're not there yet, and she says, we're running late. I was like, okay. So I get us a table. I'm waiting and waiting and waiting. She's like, finally, they were on their way. I'm like, Janae and I, we've already eaten like a whole bunch of chips.
That's what you do. Y'all load up on the damn appetizers before the food actually gets there.
Yeah. So I go ahead and I get their order. So, you know, when they get there, the food's coming.
Fellas, get you a woman that loads up on appetizers. That way you can keep that dinner bill cheap.
Right.
Just the free chips and salsa, bro. We good.
So, Nano comes in and,
she was regulating right off the bat.
No, it was funny. Debbie was like trying to get her to come over to the table.
Mm-hmm.
And where we were at, we was at this very back. And
the restaurant.
We were in the section where, you know, put him over there because we don't want nobody to see him. So we were in that section by ourselves, you know.
Didn't know
nobody was with us. And Debbie's like, come this way. And Nana's like, I don't think we should go this way. And she's like, yeah, I want to show you something over here. And Nana's like, okay. You know, and I can hear him. And they're walking down the aisle. And Debbie's like, well, we'll just sit over here. And Nana's like, oh, no, 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 no. Over here is great. And trying to pull Debbie the other way. And Debbie's like, no, get over this way. And she's like, no. No, I think this way's over here is much better. She can't like get said, her she to was the table.
Right off the top.
I had to get up and say, Nana, get over here. And she's like, oh, who are you? She's like, Debbie had to pull her over there. And she's like,
she was like, they ain't gonna tell me where to sit. I'm like, gonna sit. I'm just gonna pick me a damn table.
She's like, sit down. She's like, I was so confused. I was like, Debbie, why are we going to sit by with other people?
You have to excuse her. And ladies and gentlemen that do listen to the podcast, or if you are new to the podcast, tell everybody how old your grandmother is now.
She is 88 now.
88 years old and still regulating on these hoes.
She does.
She picked her table like, fuck what you talking about.
She wasn't going to sit with us at all. We were strangers. So that all got done, and then we left. And then afterwards, I was supposed to follow Debbie to the nail place because we were going to get our nails done. Oh, Jesus.
Go back to the episode, My Woman's Cheap, ironically.
Yes, I don't get my nails done.
Somebody got their nails did.
And I will tell you why right after the story. So we get in there, and I pull in and I get out, and she goes, oh my God, you followed us. Where are we going? It's like, we're getting our nails done. We all are. And then my uncle and my other aunt get out their cars, and she goes, we're all doing this in there. Can we fit? I was like, oh, Jesus.
She's got legit questions, damn it. It's COVID like, out here.
Do they have enough people? Is there enough chairs? Like, can we just get inside? And it was like, she's making me worried because, I mean, I questions. Don't get my nails done either, so I need these verification questions too.
That's what
so I'm like, just get inside and let's answer these questions. I'll be right by you.
That's where you get it from. You got to know all the ins.
I'm like, so who's doing my hands and who's doing his feet and what's going on? And that how far away are these people going to be? Because I know these two have been infected before. So we got that all done and everything. And yeah, she's going around and she's just showing her nails and she's excited. We all go home. Yeah. 2 days later, my nails are already falling off, or these stupid paints already falling off. That didn't even last 2 days. That $20 for 2 days.
She was bitching too.
I was like, really? Yeah, that's why I don't get my nails done. I must play too hard. So, so that was a busy, busy day. So then I run home, get freshened up, and then we run and get Poppy up, and then run to our dinner. Mm-hmm. So that was a busy day. But I didn't have to go put him to bed. So that was exciting.
Yeah.
I got a night off.
Before you go too far, though, Nano did crack me up telling me when I was over there, when she was telling me how she was trying to, going back along with the timeline of what you were just talking about. Mm-hmm. And she was like, well, I thought it was a little bit strange. Like, why are we going this way? Talking to Debbie. And she was just like, oh, whatever, you know, just kind of, and she was like, and I'm so mad because they got me and I just didn't put any of it together.
No.
Yeah, she was mad about that shit.
The reason why they were late for lunch was she was getting her hair done. And she was, Nana was very upset because she's like, she left me under the dryer forever. She's like, all she had to do is just comb out my hair.
And like, Gina's grandma, ladies and gentlemen, she got one of those old white women afros, kind of like Betty White.
Yes, yeah, she still has that hair. She has that, had that hair.
She got that German afro. Yep.
As long as I've been alive. She actually curled her own hair and permed her own hair, and she's always done that. Mm-hmm. She's always cut and permed everybody's hair in the neighborhood. But her hands have gotten too much arthritis, so she stopped doing it.
Yeah. Well, so. Shit, she's 88, man. She's right. been around.
Oh, yeah, she would perm. Oh, my God. I've had so many perms in my hair.
Listen to this, y'all. Gina has some perm action.
Oh, my God. They would perm my hair. And then I would turn around and they'd be like, not even a week later, I wouldn't have a perm in my hair anymore. And they'd be like, I don't know why these perms aren't lasting. So they'd perm me again.
Just tear your shit up.
And it was because I was like, I worked really hard. I would wash it and wash it. And I would tell them I wasn't washing it. And, you know, I'd brush it and brush it. As soon as I'd get to school, I'd brush it all day long. Man. I was doing,
needed your ass
doing kick. Whatever I could to get it back straight again. But it would be fuzzy as fuck.
And to this day.
And they would hate me. Oh.
And to this day, the reason why you hate the 80s.
Is that fucking hair. My mother would perm me and floof me.
She had them 80s bangs and everything, y'all.
She would floof those bangs up and I fucking hate her. Get to school and just brush them down and...
Girls just wanna have fun.
Yeah. So the moral of the story, I always had very straight hair. And then all of a sudden...
She got with a black guy and it curled back up again.
Right. No, fucking weird. No. My chemistry and my body changed.
It's kind of... Never mind. I'll stop.
I'll say it in the nicest way possible. I fucked up somewhere. So... My straight hair went curly.
I wonder what that could be. According to your Aunt Debbie last season, she said, I know why your hair's so curly.
Right.
It's when you got with Ken.
It's when I got with Ken, yes. Yeah. No, it was going curly way before then. But, yes, my chemistry and my body changed. It's rare, but it happens. And it did it. Mm-hmm. And then I had to learn how to actually physically deal with curly hair. Without a fucking perm.
And listen to how you complain about it, because over the years, we've had women that just died to have your curls. What do you put in your hair? And you like nothing?
I can't figure it out.
Oh my God, I just love your hair. I just wish I had your hair.
I have been through products after products after products, and I can't find nothing that I fucking like.
Your hair just gonna stay curly like that.
It's crazy. It's weird. Fucking weird. When it started going curly, I had to buy a straightener because I didn't know what the fuck was happening. Because it was like weird. It was like that wavy frizz.
Had that flat iron too.
So I was straightening it. And that's when, you know, I met you. My hair was straight because I was straightening it. Yep.
And then had that hot comb.
And then I got a he gave me some courage one day, and I just let it go.
I said, why you keep it? I mean, because all you did was bitch about straightening it all the fucking time. And
it took a long time.
And then I'm just like, man, there's nothing wrong with your hair being curly.
Yeah.
I like your hair curly. And then old Curly Sue.
It's stayed since then.
The curls and the freckles. Shit. Yeah,
that's what happened.
You only straighten it when you're out of hair shit. Hey, you make damn sure you ain't no more because you make a lot of your own hair products now.
Yes, I do. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So what else been happening, dear?
A little update on Papa. His whole facility is on lockdown and they have a lot of COVID and he has COVID. He's 7 days in and he is doing okay.
That's what they said anyway. Doesn't mean anything, but...
So, I don't know.
We disowned him, in case you guys don't know and you're new to listening.
So, this is hearsay.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so you guys, if you are dealing with the pandemic, which we all are, if you have family, friends, and loved ones that you are, if you're worried about their health and their safety, especially if they're older, you know, do your best and do your due diligence to make sure that... You know, your social distance, wear your mask, wash your hands. If you have no reason to go over or no reason to even be around, don't. If you feel sick, stay home.
Boost your immune system is your best bet. Mm-hmm. That is your best bet to keep, even if you do contact it, your best bet to keep the symptoms as minimal as possible.
Yeah, they've been telling us for a little bit now to definitely pump a lot of vitamin D.
Vitamin D, C.
Get you some sun if you can.
Magnesium. Just get that in there.
Mm-hmm.
Eat healthy. Don't. I mean, I'm not saying like healthy, like crazy healthy.
Yeah, not all of us have a black card of Whole Foods. You know,
right?
You know what I'm saying?
We can't afford Whole Foods.
Mm.
So we do the best we can. I mean, we don't eat out, but, you know, we don't eat processed food either.
No.
So.
We go to one of the local stores here in Wichita, Kansas. It's called Natural Grocers.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically like a Whole Foods.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else, we get it at the Dillon's Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
So.
We get that cheap shit, man. But, don't be playing around. If it ain't came from the garden.
Right. But we get the healthier of the cheap shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep.
We check the labels the best we can.
Man, you'd be surprised. A lot of people don't really think about it, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, just changing your diet.
No,
you don't even have
sugars.
To, I mean, you got to start a little, you got to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You may not be able to cut sugar out right away. Maybe watch your portions. I mean, it's different for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like one of the gentlemen I spoke to today that I told you about, mm-hmm. he said since he got on this new diet, he cut sugar out. That was the first thing he did. And he immediately lost 12 to 15 pounds.
Right.
Because sugar's he said he big. would drink basically 2 liters of pop worth of pop mm-hmm. every day. And like I've told you before, like around some of the guys I work with and women that I work with, I see them drinking pop after energy drink after pop mm-hmm. after energy drinking. I used to be bad about energy drinks for
yeah, you was for a long time.
And I stopped drinking energy drinks about 3-4 years ago because I don't really right. drink pop.
And you were drinking the Gatorade.
Yeah.
And then you finally stopped that when I got you on the.
Yeah, when I would drink my cucumber mm-hmm. water. Yep. Yeah, man.
And it does, it's a big difference. And you've shed even several pounds, too.
Not like I've been that, really that heavy, though.
No, you're not heavy, but it shows.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people have said that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, especially this past couple years. This past mm-hmm. couple years, I've noticed a big dramatic difference. Because we definitely really made a major shift in how we cooked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've been slowly doing it for the last few years, but we've mm-hmm. made that major shift like a year or two within the last year, a couple years.
Right.
Is when we made a major shift with, you know, ain't no Crisco, but we can get that sunflower oil cracking.
Right.
You know, little adjustments that you can make. And not to say that you can't, you know, fry up some shit, throw some meat on the grill. Just because we talk about fruits and vegetables in our garden don't mean we like a balanced diet over here. You know?
I have to have meat.
Well, we're not extreme one way or the other.
Mm-mm, I have to have that meat.
But I love my vegetables. Matter of fact, between me and Gina in our relationship, I like vegetables more than she does. I eat mm-hmm. a lot more vegetables than she does.
Yes, he does. And I eat a lot more meat than he does.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm. Which is funny. Which I ain't complaining about either, you know.
Mm-mm.
You can eat meat all you want.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I see the eyebrows.
like I was going back to what I was saying, just even seeing the habits of people that I work around and just how much. And then I had to look at myself, you know, like I said, well, I stopped drinking energy drinks 4 years ago. It'll be mm-hmm. going on 5 years here pretty soon. And you never think about how addicted you get to that type of shit
mm-hmm.
and how it does affect you. Because there for a little while, I felt like completely off. Like I was detoxing off of just energy drinks. I felt like I was. Now, granted, I'll still drink one every once in a while if it's with some vodka.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
Which I haven't had one of those in a while, but I will. I mean, but I've never really, ever since I've been with you too, and before you, I mean, I've never was a big pop drinker.
Yeah,
I've never drank pop, soda, mm-hmm. wherever you are in the country. I don't care if y'all don't like our accent. We call it pop over here.
Mm-hmm.
Not the carbonated beverages with syrup in it. Whatever you call it, we call it pop.
It's sugar.
Yeah, yeah, and corn syrup. But every once in a while, I'll have like, if I'm drinking like a Jack Daniels, a Jack and Coke,
mm-hmm.
I'll drink that every once in a while. It's been a while since I even had one of those. I'm just cutting out the sugar because I've never been a big sugar person either, which I talked to the gentleman today about.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, so that part is easy for me. Like, I'm not big into sweets. I don't eat a lot of sugar.
Yeah, I do sweets. I love sweets. So I have to find a way to eat that sweets the less processed way I can.
Woman, you know what I'm going to end up doing?
That's why
I'm going to end up making you take a picture in your swimsuit or something, and I'm going to post it on Instagram at interracial_odd_couple_podcast.
Can I get a tanning membership
first? And then
first?
People are going to be like, woman, please.
They're like,
you look
white.
Like that. And you how old? And you look like that? And you have how many kids? We don't want to hear it. My baby's so tiny. My little firecracker. There is an episode titled that, by the way.
Yeah.
But you're right, though, because you do like sweets.
I do.
And you make it a point to, even how you even prepare desserts now,
mm-hmm.
which I rarely even eat those. But
yeah, I a lot of the desserts I'll make myself. Yes, I do still buy desserts.
Well, you buy snacks is what you
I
get. Do.
Well, I buy desserts too, though.
Mm-hmm.
I will buy cupcakes.
Tell the truth.
And snickerdoodle cookies.
What'd you say?
But I split them with Nino and Poppy, so it's not that many for me.
Yeah, you do take,
you do take
most of it.
So I don't feel bad.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad.
Hey, when you're 88, 90, who gives a fuck anymore, right?
All right.
Eventually, you got to get to a certain age, because I know if I'm my black ass is blessed enough to live to maybe 70, 75, I'm clogging all my shit up if I didn't have a heart attack already. I ain't gonna give a fuck no more.
And
give me a bucket of blue cheese, a bucket of wings.
And right now, my sweet tooth is with donuts. So, you know, when I get Poppy donuts, then I have to give me donuts. And then I'm like,
That's what you say.
Like, oh.
Well, since I had to get him one, I might as well give me one.
I get two. One for today, one for tomorrow. I'm like, since I'm here... Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like we were talking about just a little bit ago, it does differentiate between person to person. Everybody knows that. But the biggest thing is, man, shit, if you on a budget, shit, shop cheap. Try to buy things as healthy as you can.
Yep.
Because we already know what time it is, especially when, I mean, it's expensive to eat healthy, completely 100% healthy.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. Especially if you're not growing it yourself. And even if you are growing it yourself, it takes a lot of time,
hard.
A lot of work, a lot of dedication.
Mm-hmm. Still takes money.
A lot of investment. Yeah, it takes a lot of work. But yeah, just try to do it as like me and Gina was just talking about. You know, go the cheap route.
Mm-hmm.
Go the cheap route. I'm like, hey, you know, just because somebody, you know what? It's better to try than to not try at all. Yeah, some people there for a long time talking about, oh, iceberg lettuce is bad for you, and this is really not the... If that's all you can afford, that's better than
lettuce,
the alternative.
Lettuce.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's better than the alternative.
It's great.
It's better than not having something at all, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be listening to too many of the health experts, especially if you're balling on a budget, man.
Yep.
Do what you can. Do the best you can for yourself, even if it's portions. I know a lot of people see a lot of benefits with just their portions of how much they eat. See, me, a big thing that's popular with people that are, you know what cracked me up is when this whole wave of, you know how there's been waves of the Atkins diet and there's been,
this diet, and
all that, to get keto and all this other shit that's going on right now. If it works for you, it works for you. I'm not dissing it.
Mm-hmm.
But what cracks me up is people that have been into the, you know, like it's something new the last few years. Oh, intermittent fasting. Hugh Jackman intermittent fast. And this athlete intermittent fast. Motherfucker, if you grew up without no money and you've been poor, you've been intermittent fasting since you was a child.
Man, I would die. I would die in like 12 hours. Actually, probably 8.
But see, you're the opposite of me. That's why I don't eat. Ladies and gentlemen, believe it or not, I drive people, and some of the listeners that listen to us, I work with, and they know, like, man, we don't know how you do that every day. I don't know how y'all could do that every day, is my retort. Like, how y'all eat like that?
I don't want to eat.
Snacks.
That's my problem, though. I don't want to eat.
But you have to.
But my sugar, or I don't, whatever goes on in there. I don't know who's doing what, and I don't know, but something happens.
Well, you got to keep your blood sugar levels up and stuff. So you eating is different. It's not like you, I mean, you're not eating just to be eating.
Because I like to only eat once a day and in the evening.
Yeah, I only eat once a day. And I've been that way for years. I'll eat twice a day. I'll never eat three times a day. You'll never, hardly, ever, 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 ever see me eat three times the, like, mm-hmm. like you're supposed to.
Yeah,
in quotes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like you're supposed to. You're supposed to eat three balanced meals a day. Breakfast is the most important meal. I can't do no breakfast every day. Either if I do eat twice a day, it's either breakfast and dinner or a little bit of lunch and dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't do breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
That's
I can't
what I do twice a day, or not twice a week. Yeah. My Tuesdays and Fridays.
But I've been intermittent fasting before I even knew what the fuck that was for several years. Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, and times are tough right now. Times are definitely tough financially on everybody, emotionally, mentally, physically. It's a tough year. Mm-hmm. Numbers are going up with the pandemic.
They are.
The numbers are going up. Man, just do the best you can and keep that money in your pocket the best you can, man, because shit is getting crazy.
It is.
A lot of people are being negligent and irresponsible. But you do your part. Worry about you. If a motherfucker's not wearing a mask and you are, fuck them. Who cares? Who cares if they're wearing a mask or not?
Take
care. Just mind your own business. You know, social distance. Move around. Especially if you got people around you that are relying on you, you know, to not bring no shit home.
Don't touch nothing. I don't touch anything.
Yeah, they starting to sell those little deals that we've seen over the last week too. I've seen them a couple times even today. The little metal deal that we've seen that you it's got the hook that you put your finger in. Mm-hmm. You know if you type it in your PIN number on your ATM card or your debit card and all that other shit.
Right.
It's not a bad idea.
No, it's not. I wouldn't probably use it. I have nails, so.
That are already disappointing you.
Yeah, I gotta take this polish off. Mm-hmm. Usually, especially if we go like anywhere that has a cart and we use a cart, I'm always grabbing those little wipes and keeping the wipes with me.
Can you imagine how much money those companies are making right now?
On the wipes?
Man.
On anything.
Mm-hmm. I know.
It's crazy. And then everybody's hoarding again now.
Yeah.
There's no toilet paper.
What do you mean there's no are we back to that shit again?
You didn't see yesterday when we went in there?
No. I didn't pay no attention to that because we didn't need none. But now I'd be mad if we end up needing
some
the next week.
We need to get some the next time we go.
Because I ain't going without my Cottonelle again.
I tell you
I'll bust somebody's ass. Pun intended. Somebody go get robbed for their Cottonelle toilet paper.
Hey, it's a mess.
Yeah, I didn't even realize if we're getting back to that again. Hoarding tissue paper again and what?
Yeah.
People should still have tissue paper from a few months ago.
You think? I mean, we didn't have to hoard. We were fine.
That's because you've always been in the habit of buying two of everything since I met you.
I know.
Which is a good thing.
I do.
Depending on what it is, because sometimes I'm like, babe, why'd you get two of those?
I don't know.
Because. But if you are living in Regis right now where the world is getting ready to shut back down again, or if your country or your city or your state or whatever curfews, laws are getting ready to be implemented or put back into place, just abide by them. Don't invite the issues unless it's an emergency.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I can encourage people to do. Can't tell you to do shit, but that we can encourage you to just, you're going to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah.
Man, you know what I seen?
What'd you see?
When I was talking to you about the other day.
What about
with, the other day? Since the recent passing of Alex Trebek.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
And there's a list floating around of possible replacements be the host of the new Jeopardy.
Yeah.
In the list, and I posted it on our Instagram and our Instagram stories, but some of the names that were on here was like Ken Jennings, George Stephanopoulos, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Joe Rogan was on here, Nick Cannon, Al Michaels. I could see Al Michaels because Al Michaels has a great voice when it comes to football. Mm-hmm. But the name that I was excited about was LeVar Burton, man, Reading Rainbow. Like, he would be perfect to me. LeVar Burton. Also, I mean, there's other names on here. I'm like, man, don't nobody want to see Drew Carey and Jimmy Kimmel. And I mean, not that people don't, or Howie Mandel, not that people don't, or Steve Harvey. But when I got to really looking at this list and thinking about it, I was like, man, LeVar Burton makes all the sense in the world to me.
Right. Did you read that they put in an online petition for him?
Did they finally start one since I read it the other day?
They put it in an online petition to name him for the role.
The new host mm-hmm. of Jeopardy.
Yep. And it already scattered thousands.
Okay, this is the... what does it say here? You have to click on this. Yeah, and it says here on, what is this, Fox? Fox 5? Who will be the next host of Jeopardy? Currently, it's a question without an answer. The beloved longtime host of the popular TV quiz show, Alex Trebek, died over the weekend at age 80. He had been the host of the show since 1984. Producers say, what? They even got typos in their own paragraphs. Look at this shit. Featuring Trebek will continue to air through December 25th. A petition on thechange.org to name actor LeVar Burton the new host of the show has gathered over 24,000 signatures. Oh, okay. Already 24,000 people. Shit, there was way more retweets and likes than the petition. Mm-hmm. But hopefully they get that petition around. Hopefully he might. Well, it depends on whether he's interested in doing the job or not. But Jeopardy was my shit coming up, man. They used to think I was smart when I'd get one of them questions right.
Let's see. He also said...
let me get Ghetto Fabulous for $400, Alex. That was my shit, man. What you got? Pull it up right there.
I was going to see if he said anything on his page.
Who, LeVar Burton? I don't think he said anything yet, because when I looked at his Twitter account last night, he didn't say anything about it.
Yeah, yesterday he just said, morning, y'all. That's all.
He probably woke up wondering why the hell he was trending. Like, what did I do? What did I do? But yeah, I just thought that would be interesting. But Neil deGrasse Tyson, he would be pretty good too.
Yeah,
I like Neil deGrasse Tyson. Yeah, I do like him. And I really like Al Michaels too. He's got that great voice. People that are into foosball, as you call it, mm-hmm. they know who Al Michaels is. He's like he's a household name like a John Madden is.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No. Look, Gina's over here like, I have no clue who the fuck you talking about.
Not a clue.
Oh, man, honey. Well, we'll keep this episode short because the week is still busy.
It is.
It's still a busy, busy week. Weekend, I should say.
It is.
Before we get out of here, though.
Oh, yeah. What's up?
Let's talk about a subject that some couples may deal with, which every couple in the world deals with, I'm sure. Fellas. Have you ever been subjected to being thrown into the doghouse? Did you have to sleep on the couch?
When did you ever have to sleep on the couch?
Never. And that's okay. The point I was getting ready to get to. Is your woman so mad at you she made you sleep in the car?
I'm trying to see where you're going.
Babe, how should people handle arguments in the household or disagreements?
Well, take five and then come back at it.
Take five? What do you mean, 5 days?
In our household, it's probably 5 days. Because yours might be 5 minutes. I don't know. Ours is about 5 days.
It ain't no damn 5 days.
Okay, three.
Yeah, maybe three.
Three.
Because somebody even cracked a joke the other day, too, talking about Nana was saying, we are the homekeepers. We don't like it when they're home. Yep. I was like, really?
Yep.
That's how you gonna do that's how you gonna do your men and your lives.
Yeah. You fuck up our routine. Then we have to come up with another routine, and it's difficult.
It's not my fault that I'm on furlough again. I don't think I even announced that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, but I'm on furlough again.
Yes, he is.
Through the end of this freaking year.
Yes.
So I'm home for the holidays.
He is.
Waiting on that punk ass $488 a week. Right. So don't think you out there dealing with this shit by yourselves, ladies and gentlemen.
We all
in this shit, man. And still have the nerve to go out there and buy my woman some new cookware.
Totally on clearance. Yeah. Fuck yes. I said, you're fucking coming home with me real quick.
Well, tell everybody real quick what you got. A Dutch oven, and we don't mean the blanket.
Got a Dutch oven. Yeah.
And I also bought that rack. And the roasting rack.
Not my rack. Another rack.
Why does everything seem sexual when it comes to kitchen utensils? Have you ever thought about that?
Because there's what do you think
of?
Sexy.
Okay, what's the first thing you think of when you hear tongs? Thongs. See what I'm saying? Turkey baster. I'm just saying. Think about that spatula. Bend that ass over. See what I mean? I'd be a savage in the kitchen. That's why you throw me out the kitchen even when you're in there cooking.
My shit's just, it's my time.
I mean, even stuff in the refrigerator. Milk, jugs. I mean. Yeah, and the kitchen could be a sensual place.
It is my sensual place.
Without me, damn it.
Sorry.
All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Like we said in the beginning of the episode, if you would like to reach out to us, check us out in our description of the podcast. Whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's Instagram, it is all right there, including our email. Anything you want to say before we get done this week, this weekend?
Let's see. I prepared a speech couple days ago, but I don't remember it.
I'm still trying to get her to run for president 2024 against Kanye.
You're not happening. I'd be as the same boat as Biden. Do what?
I don't know about that though. We ain't gonna go down that road.
What, the Alzheimer's? I'm going down that road. Not whatever roads he's been down.
So you don't remember your speech?
No. So, I don't know. Hope everybody just stays well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stay well.
Stay well.
Be well, John Spartan.
Yeah.
I ain't got really nothing to say to you motherfuckers this week.
Be nice, you motherfucker.
They know I'm joking. They've been listening long enough. And if you are new to the podcast, this is how I am. Sorry. Not sorry. Spend time with your family coming up. We know the holidays is coming up. If you're not able to spend time with them due to the pandemic and things, don't take it hard.
Call them.
Try not to take it as hard, I should say. And plus, like I've talked about every year, this time of year has always been rough for me too when it comes to certain holidays, especially around that Thanksgiving to Christmas time frame. It gets a little rough. So we definitely understand. I definitely sympathize with people that deal with maybe loss during this time of year with family members gone or best friends gone, or maybe you and your family split apart. Whatever you may be dealing with, reach out to someone. Mm-hmm. You can definitely reach out to us.
Yes, we'll talk.
And so we definitely understand that pain and we do sympathize with that. So, but just reach out to somebody, man, and do something, you know, do something to put a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Do something.
Take a bubble bath or not.
Hey, man, bubble bath might be it. Especially if you're a single mom and your kid's been homeschooling and that's your only escape.
Lock
that bathroom door. Lock your kids in the closet. See, that's some channel ID shit we don't need to be going down, dear. What the
only
hell?
Only for a bubble bath.
Damn, all these white women want to just, anyway.
I'm a grandma. No, I'm not a grandma. I'm a grandma to an awesome cat. But when I become a regular grandma, I get to say that.
You gonna just lock the grandchildren in the closet? That's what you're gonna do? Like. And on that note, be kind, as you said. Oh, man. Thank you for listening to another episode, ladies and gentlemen. We appreciate all of our listeners that take the time out to even, you know, send us messages, emails, all the above. We do appreciate it. We appreciate the support. And we do appreciate that you're spreading the word to your friends and whoever that decides to that they like to listen to podcasts or maybe new to podcasts or love podcasts. Thank you for spreading the word. We continue to see our streams pop up in places we can't pronounce. That's pretty badass.
Nope. So
there's a lot of folks out there in interracial relationships.
I know. And I get the repeated geography lessons every week. I do.
Yeah, man. And if you have any questions in regards to your interracial relationships, you can definitely reach out to us and we will give you our unprofessional opinion.
Yep.
But we got experience in this bitch.
probably am biased.
All right, everybody. We will definitely talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.